This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer, and I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz. This segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for your closing needs. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only June Webb, and she's with her company, J. Webb Living, which is a licensed real estate agent in the D.C. and Maryland area. She's also a certified holistic health coach, and she's affiliated with Long & Foster. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Todd.
And I want to get into this. So there's a lot of agents that are out there, and it's all about matching yourself up with an agent that has the same views as you, understands you, and knows what you're committed to wanting in a property.
Yes.
And you broadened it a little bit because you're bringing the holistic health coach into it.
Yes.
And being a real estate agent. Tell me how you came about this concept.
Well, I read a lot about the millennials for the past year, and psychologically, I sort of know what they want. They want a lifestyle. So my passion initially is for holistic health. I live a very active lifestyle, and I love nutrition. So I also believe that everyone in this country should own some portion of their home or real estate. So I hire a branding expert to put everything together and create a company for myself.
That's wonderful. So you really understand the millennials.
Yes, I do.
And everyone else is still trying to figure it out.
Well, the millennials are from the age group of around 25 to late 30s. They're the Generation Y, which will make up 76% of the buyer market that's coming up and starting this year.
Wonderful. So my wife is a millennial.
Yes,
she is. That makes sense.
And so are you.
No, I'm not. I'm older. I'm out of the category.
Well, the average age buyer of the millennials are 33 years old.
Wonderful. So tell me, so you have this business.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's a little bit more difficult considering the certified holistic health coach because holistic health takes a while for someone to adapt into the lifestyle. It's a behavioral changes versus a diet or program that's out there to make you have a result quickly. I love the real estate side of this because it offers me to reach the ability to reach out to a younger generation to help them find a home with in conjunction to education in mortgage lending with a mortgage lender and where to start when you first go to look for a home.
Wonderful. Now, just to understand this better. So the holistic approach gets the attention of the millennials.
Yes.
You're the coach. It's got a large audience of followers and it gets a lot of attention.
Yes.
Also with the real estate license and your background in real estate, when they're ready to take that move to buy a property, it's not just buying a property and saying, hey, is it going to increase in value? How far away is it from work? Millennials want to walk the things.
Yes.
They want to have an easier lifestyle. They don't want to have a car to get them around. There's a lot of things that go into what the millennials want, and you're in that circle.
Yes. As my website tagline would say, where you live, how you live, live better.
Wonderful.
That is my company's motto. And millennials want to look at a brand or a company that they can believe in, that has integrity, and that could create a lifestyle for them and really get to know them and have a relationship with them versus just going to sell them a house and have a transaction.
And most of the millennials that are listening to this, I know, get it. And the ones that don't get it will never get it.
Well, that's something that you can groom them to get it.
Because I remember with the millennials, we were talking about it like a year ago, just for understanding like where it came from, because it was very popular in the news. And at Topaz Mortgage, it was really hard because there's these student debts and people are starting out their careers. And It took me about until 6 months ago and some loosened up regulations to where I'm able to get millennials approved to move mm-hmm. forward and into the property yes. without having to get a chunk of change from their family members. They yes. actually can do it on their own.
Yes. I believe they can do it on their own. And that is why also you see these mortgage rate going down and the down payments are going down. They're getting ready to try to accommodate this age group that's coming out with large debts behind their back. So the government and the lending companies are trying to help this age group out to get them into the home buying process.
And the products are coming about. So if you are out there and you tried to get a loan before and it seemed intimidating to you or it didn't seem like it was right timing for you and you had a strategy to say, oh, I got to do ABC to do a loan, it's something to inquire about again today, because a lot of the rules and regulations have changed and there are products out there that can possibly help you. I'm not saying guaranteed help you. So if you have any questions, just call or text us at the show and we'll put you in touch with June. We'll put you in touch with people that you need. So tell me how you got into the real estate business.
Well, I have to say about 13 years ago, I was working at Brooks Brothers, downtown DC. A broker came up to me. She's a client of mine. I help her with all the suitings and clothing. And she asked me several times, she was from Randall and Hagner. She asked me several times to get into real estate because she knew that I was so good with customer service and talking to people and managing people's profile. So she said she would loan me $5,000 to get into real estate, and I can pay it back when I can make the money. At that time, I was not ready. And so 13 years later, a flyer came across my desk, and I just feel like it was the right time. And I just remember her saying, you know, you should get into real estate.
She really believed in you.
Yes. It took someone to believe in me. So at that moment, I just signed on, took the classes, and got my license, and then got my DC license.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me June Webb. She's a real estate agent with Long & Foster in the D.C. and Maryland area, also a certified holistic health coach. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network AM 1260. Now, June, let's move forward. You're a real estate agent now. You got people that believe in you.
Yes.
And now you hit the streets. Tell me, what was it like getting into the real estate agent in the real estate business at the beginning?
Well, I have to tell you, Todd, I'm on the youngest side of the real estate agents out there. So most of the offices have a lot of older experience, 20, 30, 35 years experienced realtors, which is great. But I took the approach of that I'm very technology savvy in conjunction to the fact that I'm passionate in learning the laws to abide by every rules and laws that is out there in real estate, Maryland, D.C. So it helps me to stand out. I can do a transaction quickly, but yet still make sure that everything is intact.
So you're really good with the technology.
Yes.
And it's kind of like those in like 10 years ago or 15 years ago when the internet came out. They were kind of like, you had to go to a 13-year-old to figure out how to use the internet.
Yes.
You're that generation.
I am. Actually, I have a 14-year-old daughter that keeps me on my toes. So I kind of, every day, think of a way that I can beat her, if you will, to get up ahead of technology.
That's wonderful. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is the opportunity to get in touch with June Webb, talk about the holistic health coach, talking about the better living where you live and
how you live and live better.
Yes. Also, if you need to contact her about being a real estate agent and want to kind of go over, see if she's the type of good fit for you, just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Now, June, tell me about a little bit about your background.
Well, Todd, I was actually born in Vietnam, and escaped the country during right after the war, ended up in a refugee camp, and lived in several orphanage and foster home. Oh, wow. I was eventually adopted, grew up in Oklahoma. I didn't speak English until I was around 12 years old. So I had to take a lot of grammar English classes after that. And I ended up graduating top 10 in my class and went to University of Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that's why I always remember in Vietnam, they always say, America is a land of opportunity. So that's why today I work every day very hard at what I do.
That's wonderful. I mean, and the success shows. I mean, you're the first person I met that's able to understand the millennials.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a wonderful concept.
Well, they're very fascinating because they make up such a large market of home buyers.
Wonderful. Well, June, thank you so much for being here. I learned so much about you. You're wonderful and magnificent person. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Todd.
And coming up next is Jaime Quiros. He is with FBB Capital Partners. We're going to learn more about what he does coming up next.